That's good stuff. I'm telling you, sometimes the talent and the blessing some of you are around here, it's hard to get up and preach after you. I mean that. I'm not just trying to bump your head up. That's absolutely a blessing. I want you to take your Bible and turn to Mark chapter number 8 tonight. Mark chapter number 8. Say amen when you get there. Mark chapter number 8. A couple of verses of scripture. I've been thinking about this, and then Brother Todd brought that message this morning, and something in that message kind of spurred this thought, and I went home and worked on it for a little bit this afternoon, and just feel like this is the way the Lord would have us go. Mark chapter number 8, say amen when you're there.
Amen.
Everybody looking at the Bible tonight, Mark chapter number 8 and verse number 34, and we'll read the rest of the chapter. The Bible said that when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. That's a heavy statement. You might want to underline that in your Bible. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you again this evening, Father, I pray you'd help us just for a few minutes. You know, God, we're a little bit weak, Lord, from being sick this week. And Lord, just pray you'd touch us and help us for a few minutes to be a help to somebody. Lord, help us to get this simple truth, Lord, across to the hearts and the minds of our folks tonight, God. Help us begin it even as we preach it tonight. Father, you have your way, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said to this crowd, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. The park bench was empty as I sat down to read underneath the branches of an old willow tree. I was sad with my life and had reason to frown. It seemed like the world was intent on dragging me down. If that weren't enough to ruin my day, a little out-of-breath boy came up from play. He stood right before me with his head tilted down, and he said with great excitement, "Hey, look what I found." In his hand was a flower. What a pitiful sight. Its petals were torn, its leaves ugly and not bright. Wanting him to take his dead flower and go off to play, I faked a smile and then shifted away. But instead of leaving, he sat right next to my side. He placed it to his nose and said in surprise, "It sure smells pretty and it's beautiful too. That's why I picked it. Here, it's for you." The ugly flower before me was dying and dead. No pretty colors, orange, yellow, or red. But I knew I must take it or he'd never leave. So I reached for the flower and said, "Thanks, that's just what I need." But instead of placing the flower in my hand, he held it up in midair without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed for the very first time this wee, toting little boy could not see. He was blind. Then my voice quivered as I stood in the sun, and I thanked him for picking the very best one. "You're welcome," he said, and ran off to play, unaware of the impact he had on my life. Through the eyes of a blind child, at last I could see the problem was not the world. The problem was me.
Amen.
For all this time, it seemed, it was me who was blind. And now I see the beauty of life and appreciate each moment that's mine. Then I held that flower up to my nose, and it seemed how it smelled, like a beautiful rose.
Yeah. Wow.
In this world we're living in,
Humphrey,
in this fast-paced, rat race society, it is so easy and simple. I'm talking about as born-again Christians on our way to heaven when we die. Those of us who preach, believe, and sing about, I mean, we live our lives and we think for the cause of Christ. But if we're not careful, it's so easy to get caught up in our own surroundings and our own petty problems. And I'm not making light of anybody's problems tonight. But I promise, if you'll look around like this man, you'll find somebody who's having it a little bit tougher than you are. Are you listening? If we're not careful, we get so caught up in what's going in our own lives or going on in our own lives that we forget that the world around us is hurting. And they still need a Savior.
Yeah.
Are you listening? I got excited over 5 kids getting saved. Saved this morning. I got excited over that stuff back here getting saved on the street or something. Hey man, he's still in the same division. Fact of the business is, whether the government's having a shutdown or not, people are still dying and going to hell. Whether we're having health issues or not, people are still dying and going to hell. Self. I don't know about you, but I get hung up on it. I don't know about you, but I find myself withdrawn into my own little set of circumstances or problems. Now, if I'm not careful, I'll pull that bubble in around me. And the devil will convince me that it's so bad. Yeah. The devil will convince me that I ain't going to make it out this time or this, that, and the other. But boy, if you can just peek through the bubble every now and then and look around in this world living in and see how much people need the Lord.
Yeah.
He's the answer to it all. He's the answer to the government problem.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
I think they're a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats.
Yeah.
Who's sitting in the corner sucking their thumb because they don't get there every little way.
Yeah.
Are y'all okay? I think they did a spanking. I'm serious, heart attack. And then a timeout. To the people who are supposed to be smart enough to run this country and come to an agreement. Listen, man. No matter what's going on in this world, Jesus is still saving sinners.
Yeah.
The Lord said, if anybody's coming after me, let him deny himself. I said you might want to underline that in your Bible because that's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
Is deny yourself.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing I ever do is deny myself. You say, what's he mean by denying myself? Am I supposed to turn my back on the family and not meet my responsibilities? By no means is he meaning that. But what he's meaning is you're going to have to come to a place where you look outside yourself. If you're going to, we preached the message about others last Sunday morning. If you're ever going to do anything for others besides yourself, you're going to make time for it. You're going to put self on the shelf every now and then and say, my wants and my needs don't matter right now. There's somebody that needs to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we okay tonight? Listen, this world gets so lost in causes. So lost in causes. I was staying with a couple in South Florida week before last, and I stayed with them. It's an elderly couple. They're from New York, and just like everybody else in South Florida. Nobody from South Florida is from South Florida, by the way. They're Yankees. I had the last one of them, and they're all 80 plus, I promise you. We went to a Perkins restaurant. I went with that little couple I stayed with, and it's kind of like a Denny's, and I got to looking around. I'm 53 years old. I was the youngest person in the place. Anyway, I lost my whole train of thought. But anyway. Do you feel bad for losing your place this morning? I hope you do. I know I said something about denying myself, and I was going to give an illustration, and it just went out of my head. Maybe it'll come back later. I don't know. I got to quit thinking about it. I'll never move on. Hey, preacher boys in my class, this will happen to you sooner or later. And my prayer is sooner. That thing happens when you get over 50. It's a hard thing to do to deny yourself.
Amen.
It's a whole lot easier said than done. I can deny you with no problem.
Yeah.
If you're dieting and losing weight depends on me feeding you, hey, you're going to lose great. You'll lose 100 pounds in a month. Amen. Because I can cut you off.
Yeah.
But I can't cut me off.
Yeah.
That flesh is a very, very powerful thing. If you don't believe it, try fasting sometime. In other words, do without food. I normally don't eat breakfast, but I fast. I've said it a thousand times. I wake up, the soap in the shower smells like a sausage, egg, and cheese. Everything looks like food, man. This flesh is screaming, hey, feed me, take care of me first. Take care of me first. But that is totally opposite from what the Lord taught, isn't it? He said, seek you first the kingdom of God,
amen,
and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Seek you first. What is the kingdom of God? Seek you to save that which is lost.
Amen.
Brother Todd talked about it this morning, why he came. He came to save sin.
Amen.
He came to bring us and give to us his righteousness.
Yes. Right.
That's the kingdom of God. Those that he died on Calvary and shed their blood for, they will seek you first, the kingdom of God. He'll have all those other things too. But listen, as we think about this little call tonight, it's talking about, that's what made me came back. I was with that old couple. And they lived in a subdivision, and I got to noticing there were several lots where there were no houses. And then on those lots, there would be little white stakes. I'm glad that came back. This is important. There's little white stakes in the ground and marking off a square, usually about 2 foot by 2 foot. And finally, I got the best of me, and I said, what are these lots with these little places staked off? I thought they staked off the footers or a house or something like that. And the guy said, oh, no. He said, you don't even want me to tell you what that is. I said, yeah, tell me what that is. He said, you can't build on those lots. I said, why? He said, there's ground owls. You ever heard of a ground owl? It's a little owl. I saw it. That's where they build their nest. They build their nest in the ground. A little owl, about that big. There's perfect waterfront property right there. And nobody can build a house on them because that owl decided to build its nest.
Yeah.
I said, I tell you what.
Yeah.
You get the deed to them lots, and you go in business with me, I'll get rid of them out. They got quiet. People get lost in these causes. They get all wrapped up in all kind of craziness. And I mean, it consumes their lives. I love animals. Don't get me wrong. But them commercials,
oh, yeah.
With the crying dogs.
Yeah.
I can spank my dog. He don't cry. My little grandson watching that commercial one day, Jonah, when he was little. I mean, he's little now, but I mean, he was real little. He said, Papa, why are they so sad?
Yeah.
I mean, man, that is their life. They get all caught up in an animal. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not being mean. But an animal that's just going to rot in the ground.
You're right.
I don't have a soul. It's not going to heaven.
Right.
When it dies, I don't want to bust anybody's bubble.
Right.
But Fifi ain't gold. all.
Yes, sir.
Jesus died for men, women, boys, and girls.
Yeah.
But this world, while it gets so wrapped up and lost in the cause, I think you and I have a cause tonight.
Yeah.
David came from the battle and looked at his brothers when Goliath was down there cursing the name of God. And David made this statement to his brothers. He said, is there not a cause? I believe there's a cause for us to get excited tonight. I believe there's a cause for us to get on fire for God tonight. Somebody said, we need revival. No, we just need to get fired up about the cause. Right? I'm talking about seeing sinners born again, seeing people out of hell, seeing people get off drugs, seeing marriages put back together, seeing teenagers in the youth choir instead of sleeping around and all that. I think we got a great cause. We ought to get lost in, instead of being lost in self.
Yeah.
Lost in self. A couple of thoughts tonight and we'll go to the house. We ought to get lost in the cause of the wickedness of our nation.
Yes, sir.
Every Sunday night in the prayer room, Brother Ronnie Burleson asks for prayer for our country. Please pray for our country. Our country needs prayer. Like it hasn't in any time in my lifetime. I'm 53 and I've never seen it on this fashion.
Amen.
I think our country had it better in the Great Depression. Well, got quite there. Just because businesses are doing good doesn't mean the country's doing good. Our country has forgotten about God. If they say anything about Him now, it's to make a joke. We're living in a day where openly on television they take His name in vain. And they bleep out other words. Can you believe that? I'm telling you, we are living in a nation for the most part that has forgotten God. They have forgotten the God that birthed this country. We need to pray for America. So I said, is there hope for America? Is Trump the answer? Is this the answer? No, ain't none of that crowd the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. The answer is not the White House. The answer is still the church house. God said, if my people, which He called by my name, would humble themselves and pray.
Yes.
And what He said? Us. What's wrong with America? It's not the Democrats' fault. What's wrong with America? It's not the Republicans' fault. It's the fault of God's people. You know what it is? It's apathy. As long as Walmart's open, we got food in the fridge there. As long as my job ain't done with, we're doing all right. As long as we can afford to go to Mickey D's 3 or 4 times a week, we're doing okay. But our country has slowly, I mean so gradually, just turned away from God. They're trying to remove Him from our textbooks and our public school system. They want to teach a history that leaves God out. By the way, without God, this country would have no history. Mother England would have wiped us off the face of this planet, but thank God for some colonists who got on the floor in a little church house and prayed together and asked for the prophets in the hand of God. Amen. They'd be the army that couldn't be beat.
Amen.
And did it with an army that could not win. Without God, we'd have no history. We need to get lost in the cause. What do we do, preacher? Do we march up and down? No. No, that's not the answer. Marching on Washington, that's not the answer. Blowing up abortion clinics, that's not the answer. As a matter of fact, it's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. That's like a suicide bomber, you idiot.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
That's not the answer. The answer is on our knees.
Amen.
As we get a burden for our country, the condition of our country, it ought to concern us every single one. I would hate to know. I had children, some of your children's ages, and I had to put them on a public school bus and send them to a public school tomorrow. I know you can raise them right at home.
Yeah.
There's a world out there, man. Hey, moms and dads, you and I don't know nothing about it. You and I, we don't know anything about it. If some of us, Brother BJ, was 15 again and turned loose out in this mess, ain't no telling what it could become of us. Selling drugs in elementary school.
Yeah.
Girls experimenting with one another in junior high. Come on. Telling the truth. The moral of our country, if you take a stand for anything, well, you're a hate monger. You're not a hate monger. I love America. I love this country.
Right.
Amen. I don't love sin. Jesus don't love it either. But we're living in a time, man, if you take a stand for righteousness, well, you're a nut. You're a nut. You listen to the condition of our country in order to concern us. Communism is creeping in slowly but surely. Oh, they'd love to take over. They'd love to take over. Run every part of your life. Are you listening?
Yep.
There's something else they'd love to do. They'd love to stop what I'm doing. Why are they lobbying and fighting it so hard? Because it's the only thing keeping them from taking over. There is a remnant in America. It still loves God. It still believes in God. You need to wake up. You need to look around. Man, this world is around us. Is dying without God, and we ought to be burdened. I prayed this week, God, please increase my burden for sinners. God, I mean, awaken it anew in my heart. It's hard to preach like I did last Sunday morning. Preach that message. I preached it a dozen times on the phone. Lord, let me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel and pray, my prayers should be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be. That I may live for others, Lord, that I may live like me. Easy to quote a poem. Commit that to memory in about 5 minutes. But learning to deny yourself. Caring about the needs of others, that is another story altogether. You see, I'm spoiled rotten. As a child, I got everything I wanted. And I wasn't raised in a rich family. I just didn't want expensive stuff. I got older. But I was the only child for a while. I mean, that did this for me, Rob. And it's hard when you're spoiled. And by the way, most of you are spoiled too. About everybody in this place, you're spoiled. Already tonight, there's been an argument right here in our church building. An open argument over who's hot and who's cold.
That's right.
Serious argument. Man, look around you. We've got it made. A couple of Sundays ago, Brother Warren English, they met with the church, had 900 and some people show up, they didn't have a roof on the building.
Amen.
I've got a hint for you. If you're cold, go back.
Yeah.
You're hot, come down the front. Ain't that the way it goes?
Yep.
Yeah. All that right there is sucking all the air like it is in the turn. Whoever designed this was on crack, I think. Seriously. And we complain about so much. God's been good to us. Deny yourself. Man, it's easy to read that scripture. How many of you about went crazy when the power went off the other day? My mama raised her hand. Sure, I did too. I don't know how many times I started to do something. I go, I called Chris. When my power gonna be on? 3 days without power. That makes you stop and rest a little bit. That thing, man. We are absolutely wrong.
Yes, sir.
The wickedness of our nation. It ought to bother us a little bit. The Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I'm glad in God we trust is still on our money.
Amen.
But it's there in print on me. Our country is not trusting God. I got books on my shelf at home. I couldn't read you prayer after prayer in the Continental Congress where they pray. And it sounded like Brother Greg Nick's praying this morning. The vocabulary that they used. I mean, it was amazing. They didn't just say our Creator, whoever you might be. No, they prayed in Jesus.
Amen.
That's something old cats, but them dudes, but they had to be good.
Amen.
And now they'd be laughed at. They'd be ridiculed. We need God back in our country again. We're going to have to deny ourselves and get our heads out of the sand and realize there's a need. There's a need.
Amen.
The condition of America, or it concerns. The communism that is a threat to our freedom, or it concerns.
Yeah.
Listen here, the coldness of our churches.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the temperature.
Yes, sir.
The spiritual coldness of our churches, or it concerns.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, as a great preacher said from this pulpit one time, and he said it as a joke, but I believe it with all my heart. He said, I've come to realize gas is just too high. Be driving to a dead.
Amen.
How dare us, saved, washed in the blood, on our way to heaven when we die, sit in church like a bunch of not on the law.
Amen.
And somebody said, well, I think you ought to be reserved in church. Find that scripture. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They'll lift their hands every knee. They'll let you clap a little bit. He's loud, breathing, shouting. So don't you think there's something, man? But we ought to be God's people. Hey, people come here on Sunday and go, wow, man, this place is alive.
Yeah.
It ain't alive because some rock and roll band doesn't come in. It ain't alive because they had a super light show. It's alive because the Holy Ghost of God is here. Brother David said in the prayer room tonight, he said, when I walked in this morning, he said, I felt the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's something special about this place. You know what we ought to pray? And I'm not saying we've got it better than anybody else, but we ought to pray God sets some of these churches around here on fire. Not just ours. We can't do it all. Are you listening to me? If we were the only church in town, we couldn't hold them. Walmart wouldn't hold them.
Amen.
I'm for these other churches. I'm for a spirit of revival moving through. I would not see that Burlington, North Carolina thing. That's right. Amen. I wouldn't mind seeing about 13 weeks of revival and people getting saved on a daily basis. I'm talking about over 1,000 people got born again. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Amen.
I wouldn't mind being a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. It's got to start somewhere. Or get lost in the cause of the wickedness of our nation. Oh, I'm telling you. A man told me, I got to get it right. I know I'm going to miss it. But a man told me, I was a South Florida preacher I was preaching with, told me there were, I'm almost positive, he said, over 40 million pornographic websites. Over 40 million. Over 40 million. All our children have to do something. But, matter of fact, about all they got to do now, they hit a wrong button.
Yeah.
Spiritual wickedness is what we're fighting.
Amen.
According to the book of Ephesians, in high places.
Amen.
Are you listening? It's just getting worse and worse.
Yes.
And worse. And worse. I think Jesus is coming.
Yeah. Amen.
I truly do. I think Jesus is coming, but that don't mean we stick our head in the dirt, pull a cover over our head, and say, oh, la, 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 it's not really happening. It is really happening.
Yeah.
And I believe we ought to get inside.
Yeah.
I think it ought to fire us up, man. It ain't going to be long. Jesus is coming. That last soul will be saved.
Yeah.
What if it's been no rain today?
Yeah.
I love been sitting over at the Taco Bell, looking out across that parking lot. The window and told my wife, I said, look there, BJ down there. I believe that's BJ Beard. I believe he's leading that man to the Lord. Wouldn't that be good? Oh, old Raymond bowed his head and prayed and trusted Christ. All of a sudden, whoo! Gone! Nothing left but a chalupa. Amen. That's simply best kind of thing. Love that old song, Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Amen. He's coming back, Brother Tom told us about it today.
Yeah.
I believe the signs of his appearing, I believe they're everywhere.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is look around and see. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. That don't mean he's coming.
That's right.
Don't think for one second that the Lord is done. He's still in the saving business. He's showing us that today.
Amen.
Yes.
We see people saved here on a regular basis for 7 days. Could be the Lord saving. You know?
Yeah.
Amen. Could be Him just prodding us along a little bit. Let me show you what I can still do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The wickedness of our nation, the condition of America, the threat of communism, taking our freedom, the coldness of our churches. You know what caused our church to grow cold spiritually? Us.
You're right.
Us. I know churches that are dead. It's 4 o'clock in the morning in Albertville, Alabama. That's dead. I know churches that are cold and dried up that used to be on fire from God. And you walk in them right now, and the same people sitting in the pew are the ones that were sitting there when it was on fire for God. They sat there and got complacent and content and let it die with them. You believe some of the churches I preach in, and people in their 70s and even in their 80s will come up and say, "Brother Eddie, I remember when this place was on fire for God. Why'd you let it die?"
Yeah.
I did do some CPR about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Amen. What happens? Get all caught up in sin. You can't tell me people have church splits. That's about sin.
Yeah.
That ain't about the Lord.
Yeah.
He ain't within a million miles of that man. A bunch of screaming and fussing and fighting and arguing and this bunch taking this bunch and going down here and starting to build church. God ain't in that.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, ain't in it. And the only reason you get in it is you get caught up in your own feelings.
Yeah.
And the bus is rolling in and out of here this morning. That's bigger than me. That's bigger than you. I put my petty feelings aside. We get to see the boys in the house and say,
amen.
Are you listening? I'm telling you, that's a bigger cause than whether or not somebody Facebook me or whatever. Amen. We'll get lost in the cause of the wickedness right now. We're sick of it, our church don't drive it.
Yes,
how do we do that? Keep seeing sinners saved. That's what brings excitement in the family is new birth. Babies being born.
Amen.
I was preaching in a church a while back, and a fellow said to me after church, had a young man came that night and got saved. Me and the preacher had been in a restaurant and invited him, and he worked there. And he came that night, and then he came again the next night he got saved. Old man came up to me at church and said, "Preacher, I don't remember the last time I saw somebody get saved." I was kind and cordial and I didn't say nothing, but I thought, "Won't you do something about it?"
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Don't let it die. Let's keep it. I mean, as you choir, let's keep them pumped up. Let's brag on them. Let's encourage them every chance we get. They go sing. If you can, go back them up. Amen.
Yeah.
Wickedness of our nation, we ought to get stirred up about it. The winning of the lost, we ought to get stirred up about it. The winning of the lost. Did you know you personally can lead somebody to the Lord? Did you know you can do that? Somebody said, "Well, I haven't been to a soul winning plan." You don't need one. I'm just being honest with you. You don't need a soul winning plan. It might help you get excited about it. Might help you hear some stories from other soul winners about leading people to Christ. You don't need a clinic to learn how to witness to somebody and tell them what Jesus did for you.
Amen.
You can try out a new job tomorrow. Hey, let me tell you what the Lord did for me.
Amen.
Be a witness, man. Just be a witness. You can invite somebody you work with, somebody you go to school with, invite them to come to church with you. They come down to offer you. Come down here and take your Bible and lead them to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes, sir.
Amen. The winning of the lost, it ought to excite us. We ought to consider the command of God in all the world to preach the gospel. And that's our job. It's not just the preacher's job. It's all of our job.
Amen.
We ought to be a witness. Amen. I'm telling you, I've seen BJ out there today talking to that guy. Man, it stirred me up. I had stirred me up, I could see BJ on there, and I could see, was that Blake Talent out there with y'all, Brother Freddy? I could see Blake Talent out there, Brother Freddy holding up the scripture sign, and I thought, man, they just had a church.
Yeah.
They just had a church. I was just sitting there in a Taco Bell waiting on somebody to mouth off about their nuts. Hey man, I had your back, man. I was going to say, hey! I was preaching about Jesus. You violated the law.
Amen.
I had stirred something inside.
Amen.
Consider the commandment. Consider the rejoicing. Luke chapter 15, when a sinner gets saved. God says all heaven rejoicing.
All the sinners they repent.
Man, we ought to consider the rejoicing. How fun was that this morning?
Amen.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Wasn't that wonderful? Brother Barry, don't that want you to make you want to just keep going?
Oh,
yes. Have five saved out there in junior church? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Next, we want to have Willie Walker every Sunday. Amen. And Gobstopper. Did they have Gobstopper? Hallelujah. You say, I think that's ridiculous. Well, you explain that to the Lord when we get to heaven.
Yeah.
All right, now. Explain how ridiculous that was in five little boys and girls got saved. Brother Dillon told me, said one of them rode his bus, just came for the first time today. Consider what the Bible says about the man's soul. He that wins souls is wise. Now listen. I just gave you two things, the wickedness of our nation, the winning of the lost. Why should this be our greatest concern? Number one, because of the value that God places on the soul. The value that God places on the soul. When somebody gets saved around here, and some of y'all just sit there and go, like it's just a whole act, then it's a big deal. When you think about the value, what was that song the choir used to sing? I believe Brother Tony's choir, the value of one, go sound the horn, a sinner is saved, something like that. Y'all remember that song? Hey man, you got to understand what's going on in heaven when somebody repents.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, the value that God, hey, I've heard it said over and over and over, if it had been only me, Jesus would have died. That's a big deal. That heaven would put that great value on one soul.
That's right.
One soul.
Amen.
Had one preacher tell me, he said, brother, it just costs too much to run buses anymore. Man, can you put a price on it?
Yeah.
Can you put a value on that?
No, sir.
I don't think you can. The value of what? You need to consider the value that heaven places on the soul. What about this? Somebody reached you. Somebody reached you. And then you think long and hard about it. And so I was raised in church. You know who reached me?
Yeah.
See, the Massey boys, they work so hard around here.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound good? And they don't even know.
That's right.
I'm sure they've heard the story. They don't even know. I remember my mother going in there and wrapping Clint up in a little blanket, grabbing Glenda and Randy and putting them on a bus on Sunday morning. It started somewhere.
Amen.
It started somewhere. God puts a great value on the soul of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Because of the value God places on the soul. Because the vision that God gives us of a soul in heaven. Luke chapter number 16, I'm sorry. I remember the rich man in Lazarus. The Bible said the rich man died also in hell. He lifted up his eyes. Remember, he looked into Abraham's bosom and said, send Lazarus, dip his finger in water, touch my tongue, for I'm in torment in these flames. Now, whoever got the idea there's no fire in hell, they ain't read this book.
That's right.
People are still dying without Christ. That's my first question when I have to preach again. Do you know if they were saved? If it's somebody that's not a member of our church or is a family member of somebody in my church, first thing I want to know, can I tell their family they're in heaven? I sure don't want to face this thing, preaching a funeral of somebody dying with the hell. That's awful. But we get so caught up. Man, I meant to go by and see the guy.
Yeah.
I meant to take a chance and talk to her. I meant to do this and I meant to do that.
Yes.
Then you wake up one morning and you're 53.
That's right.
You listen? Just get so caught up. I meant to do this and I meant to do that. We need to consider the value that he places on the soul. We need to consider the vision that God gives us of a soul in hell. We ought to get wrapped up in it because of the victory.
Amen.
The victory that comes when the soul gets saved.
Yes.
Amen.
We ought to have a party when somebody gets saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Are you listening? You let a baby be born.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to put balloons on the mailbox. They're going to do all kinds of stuff. Then every year they're going to have a birthday what?
Party.
That cake, candles, all that good stuff. Now I don't have candles. We're going to have a bonfire. And make a big deal out of it. And I'll be honest with you, that's spiritual work. It's a bigger deal than that physical work. If all I had was that physical birth, I'd be dying on my way to hell. But thank God one day I'm not born again. Tell you what, to make a big deal. We ought to hit the parade when somebody gets born again. We ought to shout at that. They ought to find their hands. Let God know we appreciate it.
Yes.
Amen. Had to give title to the message tonight. I'd just say, get lost.
Yeah.
Get lost. Get lost in something that's bigger than you. Get lost in something that's bigger than you. And this thing of serving Jesus, it's bigger than all of us.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care who gets the credit.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care who gets to lead that last soul to the Lord. I don't care who got to pray with the five kids this morning. I just care that God done it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I don't care if I don't get an award. Hey, listen, man, we're on Jesus' team. Team Jesus. We're on the same team, man. When one scores, we all score.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand our feet tonight. Let's get lost in some big mistake.